The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Morning, everyone. Hey, Ari, how are you?
Good. You know what I just realised?
What's that?
So I bought you a pasta yesterday.
Oh, my God, I completely forgot about it.
In the fridge here at work.
I forgot.
That was going to be your lunch yesterday.
Yeah, and I, you know what? I was on the run so much yesterday.
Yeah, you were.
I didn't even think of it.
That's fine.
I ran out the door. Oh, well, as a treat for today.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's a big green pesto pasta.
I will be grabbing that.
Mm.
I need to put a little, like, string around my finger or something.
String around your finger?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
No.
You tie, like, a little piece of string around your finger so you remember stuff?
No.
Yeah, surely you've heard of this.
I honestly haven't. I thought you were going to say, like, tie a string around my finger so I can put a little bell on it and it'll remind me.
No. Yeah, it's just a little saying, I think.
Oh.
I don't think people really did it. Or maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
This morning, I'm ready to come into work and I get to Industrial Drive.
Yeah.
And, like, pretty much blocked off by...
What?
A giant, like... piece of a bridge that's being moved.
Oh, bridge chat.
I think it's something to do with the, you know, they're extending out to Raymond Terrace.
Yeah.
The big freeway or whatever.
Yeah, extension, of course.
I think it's a big piece of that.
Oh, far out.
Yeah, it had like two vehicles ahead that had their lights on and then this massive like extended truck. And then there was two vehicles behind. The whole road blocked by them going at like 40 k's an hour.
Oh, that is so not ideal.
Well, I mean, they need to move that thing, but I also needed to get to work.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It was a little bit tight, let's just say that.
Ah, good anyway, thing I left early this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I gave you a ring.
Sorry about that.
Just could you have a look at the time, like, just keep an eye on the time in case this thing doesn't, like, move out of the way.
Yeah. Look. I never have my phone on me in the morning because I don't have the stuff in here. Oh.
Damn
it.
Anyway, Ari did not answer.
I did not pass the test.
That's okay, though. Like, luckily, they moved out of the way when it, like, got really wide to let everyone pass.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, they got to move that thing at some point.
Well, it'll be good to see it when it's finished.
Oh, my God, hurry that thing up. Mm. Everyone out at the terrace wants their road back.
Exactly.
Is all I'll say.
Yeah.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So a wagging tail, some nice silky fur and some beautiful eyes are coming to our Newcastle courtrooms.
What's happening?
So apparently a new program placing support dogs in courtrooms is set to hit Newcastle. It's called the Court Dog Program. It is a group of expertly trained pups to sit in on any form of matter in the courts.
Are they making the rulings now?
Oh, yeah. They go, bark, bark. Okay, guilty. No.
One bark for guilty, two for not guilty.
That's funny.
Not guilty,
not
bark,
guilty.
Bark.
There you go. So they're going to have some, like, support dogs just sitting in on some court proceedings to try and ease the nerves of people in the court system. So,
to
make things a bit happy. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah.
So apparently it was introduced in Melbourne and Hobart first
And
is seen to have made real improvements to the experience of many litigants.
If you've got dogs, people are more chilled out.
Oh, yeah.
And put them anywhere.
Honestly, I'd be so distracted if I was a lawyer or even the person on trial.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, I'd be looking at that little puppy. You'd be like, let me touch it.
And then they're like, Ari, back to the case. Like, just a minute. Just pat the puppy.
Let it give it a treat. Yeah. So look, I'd have some schmackos in my pocket.
At all times?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what about your notes for the trial? You need those notes to get this person off. It's the key evidence.
I don't care. I've made a new friend.
I've got a chewy beef treat here. That's all that matters.
Come here, Rover.
And that's why you're not a lawyer in the dog courts.
In the dog courts.
Which is what I'm calling all courts now. out. Yeah, because dog of that courts. In the dog courts.
I just hope that, like, on the nightly news, they can catch some footage of the dogs, like,
leaving each night.
Yeah, let in and let out of the court.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, all of that, I think, is a positive. Net positive for sure.
Yeah.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here for your First at 5, which is, of course, where we get into your local news headlines. Just briefly, though, I think you might be... I've just found this out behind the scenes. One of the only people that watches footy games more than once.
Yes.
I don't think I've met anyone else that does that. Do you do that for every game, or is it just certain ones you're trying to get, a betting edge on?
Yeah, definitely for the games that I'm a bit unsure about. So, yeah, a bit of a nerdy thing. I am a big Roosters fan, so...
Interesting.
Yeah, I will watch them a couple of times if I've got time in that week. Not one after the other. I wait a couple of days and sort of see what I think will happen. It does help the tips a bit.
Interesting, interesting.
The work comp.
So. Okay, very good, very good. Well, fingers crossed you can get some big wins this season. Let's get into the news now, though.
Yes, of course. First things first, health insurance?
Yeah, some bad news for health insurance premium holders. We're going to see a big increase, and apparently it's the highest in 8 years.
Jeez. So this is good or bad?
No, bad.
Oh, bad for them. Oh, I'm confused.
So essentially, your premium's going to be going up 3.73% from April 1.
Oh, now I get it.
That's less than ideal.
I don't know if I have health insurance.
Well, if you're not paying for it, then I'm guessing no.
Okay, well, no. Nah, I'll be right.
Yeah.
It's already expensive as it is, and then going up even more.
Yeah.
Very, very expensive.
Yeah, of course.
So I wouldn't be surprised if you do see a lot of people will start to drop off. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe just leave the fund. Like, especially if Medicare is getting this much better, getting all the money.
Oh, look, I just really hope that, car insurance doesn't go up anymore. That's all I care about.
That's the one that's costing you.
Yeah.
All right, the other news we had is around pets and pet ownership. What's going on there?
Yes, so pet laws, they're going to be changing a little bit. The government is reviewing the pet ownership laws, and they're asking pet owners to also have their say to help shape these laws that haven't been updated in about 20 years.
Mm. Oh, there's a lot more pets since then. Mm. I mean, I feel like everyone in my street, I think, has a dog, every single person.
Yeah, they are everywhere. So does this mean the laws are going to change on where the dog can poo and pee, or is it like how much you can feed them?
Probably not that, but there are some key issues that they're wanting to consider, which includes cat management and preventing dog attacks, pounds and rehoming, so they don't want so many, cats and dogs being rehomed, going to pounds. They want to give them a good home.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and obviously the registration de-sexing laws as well.
Yeah, okay, so just tightening things up, basically, or figuring out what the community wants out of this. Hey, that's a rare opportunity to have your say on something that affects pretty much everyone.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And we love a dumb criminal story on this show.
Certainly do.
How about this guy? He was arrested at a Colombian airport after it was found that he had 220 grams of the white powder concealed in a wig.
In a wig?
In a wig.
How has he done that?
So he had sort of sealed them into these, like, they look like a flattened cotton ball capsule.
Oh.
And then he had created, like, a layer under the wig. And then, so imagine it like a padding. Oh, and then the hair was on top. And then he had that on his head.
Mm.
Apparently 400 doses. It was a toupee style wig. Worth about $16,000. So, I mean, it's a valuable stuff. I'm guessing it's like the good corn flour or whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, this is what's so fascinating to me. Colombian police have said this year alone, so we're only at the 27th of February.
Yep.
450 people have been arrested for drug trafficking.
Oh, my God.
With over 115 kilos of drugs seized from the airport.
That's ridiculous, just from that one airport.
Isn't that extraordinary that so many people are trying to leave? Maybe they're doing a blitz, is all I can say. because that's a lot. It's a lot of people. You hear if one is caught at Sydney or something, you hear about it's big news.
Oh yeah, but here it's like it's regular.
450 people. We haven't even got to the end of February yet.
People are very ambitious, aren't they? They'll just stop at nothing.
Yeah, well, that, and I guess there's a lot of money in it, and people are always tempted by that, trying to get themselves out of certain circumstances or whatever it is.
Jeez.
But in a wig of all places.
I think that's the most creative I've ever heard of.
I think so. Normally it's down the pants or something, and you go, how dumb's that?
Just quickly, could you imagine how they found that? Excuse me, sir, can you please remove that fake hair off your head? Oh, I need to check it.
Oh, no, it's not fake. It's
Your
not
Honor?
Fake. It's not
Officer.
At all. Officer, it's not fake. Oh, it looks fake to me. Let me just have a little pull of your hair, please.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So last night, my boyfriend Will was trying to describe to me what his favourite episode of The Simpsons is, right? Because he grew up on it, and it's one of his, you know, mindless watching shows.
Okay.
You know, when you're, like, sitting there having, like, a snack, and you're just like, I don't want to watch a specific storyline.
I don't watch too much. Yeah,
yeah,
think
that's
too much.
Just a nothing show. So he puts it on sometimes. Anyway, so I was describing it to me. I'm like, babe, I've never seen that episode. I've probably only watched a couple episodes of The Simpsons in my life. Not a fan. Anyway, so it's like, oh, right, okay. So once we get home, he puts it on, right, while he's having something.
Like his favourite episode or just a random one?
No, favourite episode. He's like, oh, this is like my favourite for a reason. I'm like, okay, no worries. It's one of those kind of mixed bag ones where it's like five storylines in one, like chapters.
Yeah, vaguely no.
Yeah, it's like one of the spooky Halloween episodes.
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah.
Anyway, so it goes into like a whole gag of like The Shining and like how like the Simpsons version of The Shining, whatever. And then I'm sitting there just looking at it and just with no look on my face other than expression of what? Like, the entire time I'm watching it. And then he's laughing through it. And then I could see him next to me, right? Next to my shoulder, and he's just glancing over at me.
Like,
just waiting for me to react.
Is Ari finding this funny?
Yeah, exactly. So he laughs, and then he looks at me. And then every time it happens, he goes, oh. Like, he's waiting for me to laugh.
He's hoping you'll share something together here.
Well, we do have a lot in common.
But that's
but
not it.
Simpsons is not it. And
put Yellowstone back on if you want to entertain Ari.
Or just put on like a funny movie like White Chicks or something. Or like a show like Prince of Bel-Air.
You guys incompatible on humour?
No, we find some things similar, like funny. He finds me funny, so do I. So you know what?
That's all you need right there.
I actually kind of pushed him for an answer on that last night. I'm like, don't you find me funny? I'm hilarious. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're funny. And I'm like, I am. Keep going. How funny am I? You know, all that type of stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
I like to make sure that he knows who he's with.
And that's important. What you're doing there is really good for a relationship. Really pressure them.
And interrogate.
Interrogate to make sure they realise how good they got it. That's what you should always say to guys.
Yeah,
they'll love it.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Yeah.
Good stuff.
New FM.
The Novos.
At the moment, over on the platform of TikTok, and honestly, there's articles up the wazoo about this that's just come out in the past couple of days. Odds are that you've seen at least one video or a photo of an influencer chowing down on this ginormous strawberry from Japan. It's insanely priced as well. But, yeah, so this American woman, she's like, look, I'm going to create some content here and I'm going to show everyone exactly what this is.
I knew it would be Japan. Yeah. Expensive fruit is always in Japan. They're mad for it.
Yeah, we should get into a couple of those in a minute. Well, apparently this strawberry from a specific US grocery chain, it's known to be pretty expensive, around $19. Is what you would expect to pay for, like, an exclusive punnet of, like, glorious strawberries or something, for example,
sure.
Right? But this $90, that's US. So this
about
woman...
$40.
Yeah, this woman paid at least $30 to $40 just for one strawberry because it was, like, from a certain part of Japan. It's exclusively grown in this beautiful greenhouse-type place and whatever on this, like, very strange farm. It's a whole thing. But, you're paying, like, $30, upwards of $30 for one single strawberry.
Doesn't sound too bad. What do they normally cost these days anyway, strawberries?
Oh, I don't know, a couple of dollars a punnet.
Oh, yeah, that sounds more like it.
$4 to $6 a punnet, maybe, perhaps. I haven't brought strawberries in ages. But, yeah, it's just a strawberry on its own.
That's so expensive for one strawberry.
But she's like, you're just sitting there munching on it, just happily. It's like, okay.
Is it at least big?
Yeah, so it's probably about, probably like oversized Kim Kardashian lips.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's a weird description, but I get the size roughly.
Trying to think of like someone with big lips.
For $40, I would want it carried to me by like a lark that was holding it in a string bag made of gold twine.
Ooh.
For $40, I'd go, you know what? That is good service. I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly.
A regular strawberry in a punnet, give up. That's too expensive.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't. So I did a little bit of a deep dive online to see what other expensive fruits, obviously from Japan, are out there.
Yeah.
So there's something that looks like a tangelo or an orange type of thing. It's called the Dicopon citrus or whatever it's called. $13 per orange.
For one.
A Sakaiichi apple, $21 per apple.
Oh,
then
my
you
God.
Have like these weirdly shaped watermelons, Zensuji watermelons, $94 per melon.
Per melon.
Yep. The Tamago mango, $100 per fruit.
Wow.
And then you have the Sembikia muskmelon, which is basically looks like a green rock melon.
Yeah. Honeydew.
Honeydew, thank you. $150.
For a single melon.
Yeah, all these melons are upwards of $150.
You know what? If Jasmine Fruit Barn opened a branch over in Japan, they'd be so rich.
They would. They'd do well.
They'd do real well.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
It seems like Newcastle has its own very new place of worship.
Oh.
So if you jump onto Google Maps, type in Carrington.
Hang on. I'm going to do this as you're talking.
Okay. You jump on there. And then if you sort of draw a line between Earp Distilling Co. and the Hungry Jacks, the new Hungry Jacks there. There is something called Friendly Grey Cat, which is listed as a place of worship. It has the like little church symbol there or whatever it is.
Too.
And it is basically just a picture of someone's cat laying on the ground. But it's listed as a place of worship. Now, within 12 days, which is when this thing got put up, it's already got 13 reviews. So one review a day, 5 stars as well, by the way, which is nice.
I'm trying to find the cat.
Here's some examples. I'll show you a picture, Ari, because I've got it on my screen. Oh. There we go. Have a squeeze.
Oh, happy baby.
It's a cute cat laying on its back. It looks pretty fat, to be honest. Here's some of the good reviews. Someone says, ooh, superb. Another says, cutest cat. I want to steal it so badly. Probably goes against religion. Has some other ones. Came for the worship, stayed for the worship. Which is also a bit of fun. Great friendly cat. And then this is one of my favourites. Somebody, and I don't know if this is their real name. Some people don't use their real name on Google. They've written as Buttermy Toasty Toasty. I'm not sure if that's their legal name, but who knows? It's a weird world out there. They've said, ooh, this cat deserves a little piece of salami. Which is a bit of fun as well. If you're wanting to, if you're a bit, I guess, disenchanted by organized religion, maybe you find yourself unsure about the ways of the world and you're wanting somewhere to, connect with a higher spiritual being, head into Carrington. Like I said, straight line between Earp Distilling Co. and the Hungry Jacks at Tyres Hill.
Aww.
And search for Friendly Grey Cat and maybe you find yourself a little inner peace with the world, Ari.
A bit of inner peace, some fluffy peace, perhaps.
Yeah.
Actually, I just want to see, because I've just got my phone in front of me here,
yes.
And I just want to type into my Google Maps on my phone, my iPhone, and I just want to type in
Friendly Grey Cat.
Yeah, see if it takes me directly to it.
Okay.
If it comes up. Friendly.
You might need to add Carrington because it's only less than 2 weeks old. That's my guess.
I found a friendly orange cat in Eastwood. That's not right.
That's not
friendly grey cat.
I put Carrington. I reckon that'll get you there.
Carrington.
I mean, it's one of the most friendly pussy cats in that area. Is what I've heard.
Now?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't come up on my Google Maps.
Are you on Google Maps or Apple Maps? You're a big Apple girl.
Oh, Apple Maps.
Yeah, get out of Apple Maps. They're updated so slowly.
Okay, well, I'll check in the next couple of days to see if it updates.
Yeah, or months maybe. That's Apple Maps is way behind. Get on Google Maps.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
How's this for a sweet husband story? So, you know Scarlett Johansson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, her husband, Colin Jost, he's actually a star from Saturday Night Live as well. Well, apparently, Scarlett lost her engagement ring. So they were scrounging around trying to look for it. So Colin's like, you know what? It may have been thrown out somewhere, whatever. So he's gone searching through 12 dumpsters of trash in a bid to find the ring that she misplaced.
It was on the bathroom sink, wasn't it?
Close enough. She went, oops, it was in my pocket. Great day for Colin Jost.
Oh, that is a rough day, isn't it? 12 dumpsters?
Yeah, but what a man. Just be like, I'm just going to search through all of them. We have to find it, and I'm going to find it for you.
Seems a bit cheap to me. Just buy a new one. You're a Hollywood star. How much would it cost? $5,000? $10,000?
Doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, and, yeah, that too.
You know, it's kind of like, I'm coming to your aid, you know?
Yeah, he's a true knight in shining armour, if you will.
Men, take note.
Yeah, that's true.
Search through the bins.
If you need to, you need to.
You do.
What a man, actually, on reflection.
Yeah, what about if you drop it in the toilet? He would fish it out of the toilet.
I feel like he would.
Probably go swimming through the drains too.
Whatever's needed. Yes. That kind of guy.
UFM. The Novos.
This is such a frightening, I guess, bit of footage. You might have seen it. A Southwest flight, this is at Chicago's Midway Airport, goes into land, and just before the wheels touch the ground, it takes off again. And at first you're like, why is it doing that? You look a little bit further down and you see that a private jet was driving across that exact runway. It was so close to a massive collision.
It could have been horrendous. Another horrendous one.
Oh, my God. It's been a really, really bad year so far for aviation.
Mm.
But this was a genuine near miss. Mm. I mean, it was so close. Whoever was flying that thing deserves a medal because they were able to just pull up at the exact right moment and everyone's safe. Yeah. It could have been so much worse.
Good pilot.
Definitely. Sometimes, though, you just have a real near miss in life and you think, God, that could have gone so differently.
I mean, like, you can't usually see it, like, what in the pathways at Spears Point, for example, like near misses with all the bikes and stuff. Everyone's pedaling away. They don't see a pedestrian or the pedestrian doesn't see them. They step out in front. Could always be a disaster.
Absolutely. Have you ever had a near miss, Ari?
Well, I had something similar happen to me like that a couple of years ago, but just recently I nearly had a T-bone collision.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Yeah, so I was driving throughout, like, the roads in Cameron Park anyway. So I was trying to come near a roundabout and I couldn't see this car. Like, it came out of nowhere as a nighttime. And I was slowing down, obviously, as you do going through a roundabout. And then I had to absolutely slam on the brakes because this person just kind of flew through the roundabout and nearly clipped me on the driver's side. Yeah, it was very scary. But if I didn't have that split reaction, I don't know what type of trouble I'd be in.
Absolutely. It could have been so much worse for you that day.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, just reminds me of another one. Mm. I was driving to work one day here.
Yeah.
And I was driving along, like, one of the, like, back streets of Mayfield on the way in. There's a couple that I have to go through, like, the quickest way.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody just came out of an intersection without looking and just, they clipped the back of my car. But it could have, and then they took off as well. So it was a hit and run as well. But if I'd have just been driving maybe a split second earlier or later, either way, they would have got me. It would have smashed into me, like straight in, because I was on the, it would have been, they were coming from my right. So they would have gone straight into my driver's door right there.
That's terrifying.
Very, very frightening. And you know that they were doing it up to no good because they took off and didn't leave details or anything.
No.
Luckily, there was a witness who noted down their number plate, Good Samaritan.
Seriously?
So they saved me on the insurance money as well.
Good.
Another near miss, I guess. Mm. They were able to figure out who it was, I think, the insurance company.
Excellent.
But this is what we wanted to do here. 4967 4105. Did you have a near miss? And, you know, it could be, I mean, the aeroplane's an extreme example. Cars are one where it often happens. But it can be other things as well. You know, you nearly got some dangerous animal nearly got you, snakes or something like that that you know are very dangerous. Or it could be anything, boats, all that sort of stuff. Did you have a near miss?
In Bayswater, Mick, good morning. What was your story?
Good morning, Abbas. My story is, I was a volunteer firefighter in 1994, driving a fire truck down at Putty Road.
Yep.
And one day, I was a big fire down there in 94 fires.
Yep.
I had to drive back down the main road to the fires coming towards the halfway house. As an oncoming car, I drove through the smoke and come centimetres, I head on smash. Just missed by centimetres. That car to going through. I got the other end down there and the flaps come across the road and engulfed me a bit, but the near miss by centimetres.
Wow.
Jeez,
all because
Mick.
You couldn't see it through the smoke.
Yeah. Oh, I'm lights going, flashing lights going, but due to the fact is I smoked that thick. The car coming towards me had no headlights on. I was just a near miss by centimetres.
Wow, you never forget a moment like that. I mean, that's sort of 30-ish years later now, over 30 years later.
Yeah, it still affects you.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to Maitland next. Di, what's your story?
I travel overseas most years at the same time, and I travelled 12 months to the day on the same flight as the Malaysian airline that went down, that crashed, and they never found it.
Yeah, right. That sounds like more of a coincidence and not a great phone line either. So nearly got some good reception there, but we missed on that one.
Wrapping it up in Woodbury. Hey, Kayla, what's your near miss?
So my ex-husband is a police officer, so we moved around quite a bit. We moved from the northern beaches out to Warren. And I don't know if you know where that is.
Yeah,
sort of.
Is it central New South Wales?
Yeah, so snakes and whatnot. So we said to our daughter, she was 7 years old, we were like, don't put fingers in holes, don't do anything stupid. If you see something swirling along the foot, run.
Okay.
You know, come inside. She walked inside and she had a snake in her hand, a snake skin in her hand.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I know, and I double take, it was a brown snake skin.
Oh, my God. And you know, that snake could have just left the area. You never know. So did you just keep her in the house from then on? You can never leave that sort of situation?
Well, you know what? I never, ever, we were out there for 3 years and we never seen a snake again, except when we were leaving to move to the Nambucca Heads. We saw a red-bellied black snake on the road on the way out. I was like, yeah, bye.
It's time to leave this place forever, and I can see why.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we give you 10 seconds on the clock, and you have to come up with five things from the category we give you.
That's it.
Let's meet our contestant for today, shall we?
Going to Aberdare. Hey, Tim, how you doing this morning?
Great, guys. How you all going?
Yeah, really well.
Real good, Tim. Real good.
What's on for you Thursday, mate?
Not a great deal today. Just chilling at home, listening to you guys.
Oh, God bless you.
Love your
suck
work.
Up too. I think. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
He's like, you might let one through on the buzzer or something. That's what he's hoping for.
Oh, it's working for me.
It certainly is. Mm. All right. So, Tim, you know how the game works?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Yeah?
Great.
Okay. It's pretty well. I think he understands it.
Oh, yes.
Oof, am I struggling today or what?
A little bit.
All right, here we go.
Let's jump in.
Certainly. All right, 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to get five things from the category we give you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Today your category is animated TV shows. Go.
Finding Nemo. Toy Story.
Oh, man. even though those were movies, I probably would have let them go.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Tim.
Sorry, Tim. You could have had Bluey. You could have had Futurama, Batman, The Simpsons, Spider-Man.
All right.
Your Family Guy. There's a lot out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they weren't coming to Tim's mind.
Ah, better luck next time.
Yes. New FM. The Novos. The Novos. Now, Ari, in the past, we've had some odd installations in Newcastle.
Certainly have.
The most famous, of course, being the tower that got knocked down, that was in the shape of, you know, a tall, like, parsnip or something like that.
A little bit phallic, but, you know.
Possibly.
Possibly. Queen's Wharf. We're talking about Queen's Wharf Tower.
Yeah, whatever you see in it see in it. Mm-hmm. Now, from, I guess, one seed to another, there's this giant comma that's been built on, it's King Street, Newcastle.
Yeah.
And because it's sort of quite, I guess, sleek, I've never really noticed it before until recently.
Me too, actually.
And now I see it. Now I can't unsee it. Basically, when you're driving down King Street,
yep.
you might miss it because it's very narrow.
Yeah.
And it's only if you get the side-on view that you notice that there's this huge steel structure. It literally looks like an inverted comma, a single inverted comma.
It does, correct.
To give you an idea of the height, there's like a... I'm looking at this picture of it now to try and get a sort of feel for it. There's a bus next to it. It's about 4 or 5 buses tall. So it's
a
big dog. It's massive, this thing.
It's a big dog.
And it just makes you wonder, why have they built a giant comma in a median strip in King Street? Of all things to build a statue of, surely we could have a surfing bloke or something like that. Symbolise Sydney a bit, Newcastle a bit better.
I think that's a bit more fun.
Well, so do I. Because
surfer dude.
Grammar is not usually a great, you know, structural building / sculpture.
Well,
what's next? An exclamation mark. You know, on Hunter Street. I wouldn't have thought so.
See, you see grammar. Other people might see something else. That's what art is. It's all about perception.
Well, I'm absolutely a big advocate of that. And I always say, like, the only purpose of art is art itself. It's creating conversation. I still think this one, not brilliant.
It's a giant inverted comma.
It's just a giant inverted comma in steel. It's not even really beautiful to look at in my eyes.
Well, the boss asked us to investigate a little bit. So it stands at 14 metres high and it's actually called, it has a name, called the Foundation Seed.
Oh.
How sweet is that?
That is sweet.
I love it. It was created by a Newcastle artist, musician and qualified plumber. Oh, how's that for a job?
He's got a day job as a plumber when the art's not paying the bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what that feels like.
His name's John Turia, I believe, inspired by the red cedar trees that grew in the area around the 18th and 19th centuries.
He's done a giant comma. Although I do like how we've gone from a phallic tower to another type of seed. Like, it's very, it's very on brand for Newcastle, isn't it? 100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, there's rumours going around at the moment that one of the, participants from Married at First Sight, his name's Adrian, bit of a dog. In my opinion,
yeah.
He's not a great person. He's quite awful. well, at least the show seems to make him out to be.
Betrayed him that way, yeah.
Well, apparently, bit of tea, Adrian's ex is actually claiming that he creates his own TikTok fan accounts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is... Wow.
Apparently she caught him out somehow, like, actually viewing, like, notifications from at Adrian Maths Fan or whatever. So she'd actually caught him in the act, allegedly.
This is... How embarrassing for him if that's true.
Yeah, he just wants support for himself to drum up a bit of a fan base, because that's all he wants, is promotion.
It's really, really disappointing on a show that's really about finding true love.
Yeah, not
that
really.
You sometimes get these scumbags who just want the fame. I mean, it's very rare on the show, but it happens, and it upsets me.
Do you reckon it's either sly and a bit stupid, or is it actually kind of genius?
Sly.
Oh, okay.
You love it, dude.
I thought there's a bit of smartness to it, but then
I see you having an quicking like from an account, Ariana Fan Gaddy Fan Number One or something? Was that you?
No, but I'm seriously considering it now. Well, that'd be fun. Get pump
followers,
yourself up.
Get followers how you can.
Heck yeah. You know, okay. Everyone needs a bit of love and support, don't they?
Well, they do, but that's not the way to get it, surely.
Oh, I don't know. I might try. We'll see.
You're on the create account right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I might do that today in my spare time. UFM. The Novos. A study has revealed that Mario Kart, the iconic Nintendo Switch game, right?
Dun, 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 dun.
And Mario. Anyway, basically is the most stressful video game of all time due to, you know, all these studies measuring heart rate, sweat, all that type of stuff. So it's your body's response to playing a game. So, like, even up against the shoot 'em up games, you
more
know,
stressful.
Like Call of Duty or
yeah.
whatever,
okay.
that you would think would be more stressful. Mario Kart. It's pretty wild. And I agree. I was playing Mario Kart with my partner last week and the week before
yeah.
On Nintendo Switch. Oh, my God. There is nothing that makes you want to yell profanities at each other than
more
that
than
game.
That.
Oh, seriously. Like, we're just screaming at each other.
Oh,
or
my
mainly
God.
Me screaming at him. but at the end of it, we have to, like, tap each other on the shoulder and be like,
it's okay.
You.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Everyone calm down. You
yeah.
calm. I'm calm. I'm calm. I'm yeah. calm.
And like the focus, the sheer focus is crazy. Anyway, so I believe this, and this would have to be the most stressful game to me. Do you have a stressful game in your household or that
so
you play?
So I'm pretty calm about the whole situation. My wife, Emmy, though, can get a bit wound up with this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So much so we played about a couple weeks ago, had some friends come to stay.
Yeah.
And we played Yahtzee. Right,
oh,
which
yes.
is a, like a dice game.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emmy was just watching because she ruled herself out of playing because she said, I'll get too wound up. Even then, I got a Yahtzee, which is where you get all five dice the same number.
Oh, that's cool.
And she's like, you've rigged the dice.
What?
You've done something to it. Did you roll that properly? She wasn't even in the game and she was already so wound up about it.
Did you just like turn around and say, hey, where's my wifely support?
Well, I didn't need to because I just grinned so much because I got Yahtzee.
Yeah.
The whole thing was great. We've also played this game called a Sushi Go, which is just like a card like strategy game with like sushi on it.
Cool.
It's pretty fun. Anyway, it's caused a few arguments along the journey about who put what card down first and all sorts of stuff.
Interesting.
Sometimes certain games just wind you up, you right up.
And even your family.
Uno or Uno, however you say it, that's another one.
It can be.
There's one called Skippo, I think, that causes a lot of arguments. I've got a friend whose family is wild to play. You can't even play.
You're
not in the family. Too wild.
Oh, jeez. No thanks.
Some games just cause heavy arguments. Can be video games, like your Mario type situation, or it can be board games or whatever as well.
Yeah, any type of game. Even Twister. God, I've had arguments during Twister when I was younger.
There you go. So you've had a sibling. You know what it's like.
Oh, yeah. I'm never playing Monopoly with him again.
This is what we're after, right?
Yes. 4967-4105. What is the game that caused the most fights in your household? The most arguments, the most rivalry?
Or maybe it's a friend's house or something when you're
visiting.
That kind of thing.
In Maitland. Hey, Mel, what's the game?
Super Smash Brothers. And Mario Kart.
Okay. Yeah, you're on my league here. Okay. It is actually, it causes so many arguments, right, Mel?
Oh, 100%. When my husband was studying, he would play the bejeebus of that game, so he knew every trap, every sneaky spot, and now the kids and I gang up on him because it's just all out war.
Right. I like it.
Is there any yelling that ever happens at your house, Mel?
Usually from me.
Yeah, right. I think I've heard it from my place in Mayfield, which is extraordinary as well, right?
It certainly is.
All right, to Fern Bay next. Good morning, Lisa. What game is it?
Ours is Monopoly.
Okay, all right. Is it just a regular board of Monopoly or something fancy?
No, just a regular board.
Yeah. Okay, so who's playing this game, Lisa?
It's myself and my kids. Because I like the game to go on for a really long time, so it will sit on the table for days on end. And because I like that to happen, so if the kids are actually going to go bankrupt, I'll like flipping some money under the table so then they don't go bankrupt and the game keeps continuing. And, yeah, my older child goes, Mum, you got to stop.
Does it ever – and are you trying to actually win at the end or you just want it to go for a really long time?
I never win. My son generally wins.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
He's the one getting the extra cash, I reckon, by the sounds of it.
And slugging his mum.
That's right. Okay, one more in Maryland. Jen, what is the game causing all the big arguments?
Bloody you know. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, nobody will sit next to me in a game of you know because I am a rule stickler. You cannot draw a draw four on a draw four. You cannot do a draw four on a draw two. And my husband will refuse to sit next to me in a game. And to add things to that, I have drunken, you know. So when you draw two or draw four, you take a shot, yeah? Well.
Is that causing any arguments, Jen?
World War III, baby. World War III. I have got all the Uno cards, all the different types, and no one wants to play with me because I'm so good at it.
Too good. Stickler for the rules and World War III happening in Maryland. I knew I heard some loud noises there the other night. That must be what it is.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live. All local. 100% Newcastle.
All right, so Ari, the first cabinet meeting has happened for President Trump.
Okay.
So this is where they gather, you know, the important people in the room, I guess, and have their cabinet meeting. Interesting element to it is that Elon Musk has attended and he's the only one in the room not wearing a suit.
What do you mean? What is he wearing?
He's wearing jeans, a T-shirt, and he does have a suit jacket on, but he's also wearing a cap, a baseball cap, one of those MAGA hats.
Oh, gross.
It's so cringe.
It is.
It's extraordinary. You would think you would read the room just a tiny bit. Furthermore, hat doesn't fit on his head. It's just perched up on top like a, you know, a kid wearing a fireman's helmet or something. It's absolute. He looks absurd.
I don't think he's grown up yet.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it as
well. I mean, because he's like a businessman or whatever and he owns all this stuff, right? So he would have attended quite a few meetings in his time. You would think that he knows the appropriate dress for serious meetings.
Read the room, bro.
Like you go into a cabinet, like presidential thing.
You would think a suit would be minimum.
I'm sure he could afford it.
But I don't think the cost is the issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Richest man on earth.
Just he's like, I don't want to wear anything that's tight.
Fascinating, isn't it? To see what's unfolding there.
Oh, no.
Very, very interesting.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Okay, there's something that I've seen on my local Facebook page. This is the Cameron Park Edgeworth FB page.
Sure.
Now, I do talk a lot about this page because it just keeps delivering gold. And you know what? It also delivers life hacks.
Yeah, that too. And that's your local area at the moment. That's you living there with your mum and dad at Cameron Park and you want to know what's happening in your area. I get it.
I have to stay across everything.
Yeah.
So there's this man, I'm not going to name him, but he's posted something quite interesting that's kind of like an entrepreneurial idea but could also help out other residents around the area.
Okay, all right, what have we got?
So in a nutshell, it says, for rent is off-street secure parking which is suitable for a caravan or your boat located in Cameron Park, around $100 per calendar month. If interested, please contact me directly. So basically, he's got some type of area in his property that's available, that's plenty of space.
Yeah, some blocks are bigger, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, not all of them has a big backyard or a front yard even, but some of them might have like a little bit of extra, I don't know, square meters, or side yard, maybe. Yeah, or something secure, maybe a shed or whatever, that you could put your boat or your caravan in. Now, this is a genius idea because Cameron Park, now, let me just get on my soapbox for a minute, has so many caravans. Like, every man and their dog in every second house nearly has one.
Wow.
Seriously, not so much boats, but caravans galore over there.
They're everywhere. So, and obviously when people have them, they often keep them on the street.
Because they have no room on their properties. They're so big.
Yeah, huge. Or they don't want to use their driveway or whatever because they want to use that for their cars. So they just whack that out the front of their house.
That's right. Well, yeah, so this guy's like, look, I have some extra room. Let's see if I can make a bit of bucks out of this.
Yeah, and it's a good idea if you've got the extra space, setting up basically like your own Kennard self-storage.
Oh, yeah.
You're basically what this guy's done, right? So, if you, I mean, you could apply it to anything. If you've got a garage you don't use.
Oh, yeah.
Rent it out for someone to store their bits and bobs.
Maybe it's an extra long driveway.
Yeah. There's plenty of room for a boat down that.
Hey, if you're in Holmesville, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is what I would do if I was living in Holmesville still, because they have some pretty long slash large properties over there.
Yeah, bigger blocks. Yeah,
sorry. So there's plenty of room for caravans in a lot of places over there. So if you're in like Barnsley or Holmesville or West Walls End, you've got the space. Rent out a little space for a neighbour or whatever to place their caravan in. You're making some money.
Well, certainly. I mean, think about this. Sure, he's going, you go $100 a month. That's not that much.
No.
But if you can fit like 20 boats on your property.
Oh, pfft.
That's $2,000 a month.
If you're in Morissette, you probably could.
That's what I'm talking about. Not everyone's, you know, in the small blocks. That's, you know, $24,000 a year.
Hey, that's not bad.
That is pretty good. Mm. That's, like, you could probably buy your own boat with that and store it at someone else's place, and the whole cycle continues.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I want to talk about Jackie Lambie. Now, sure. She's been a senator for Tasmania for a lot of years. She's also the leader and founder of the Jackie Lambie Network. And you see her all the time on the Today Show, popping up on Sky News or whatever, you know, talking about issues and whatnot. She's actually probably one of the most animated characters we have in the circle of politics in Australia.
Yeah, this is not really a politics chat. Jackie Lambie is a unique character chat,
yeah, just
isn't it?
Setting up the story to tell you, remind you who she is, basically. Yeah. Now, I didn't know about this, but her thing is the network. Like, she's actually coined her own network, the Jackie Lambie Network. That, to me, is a baller move. Like, that's like going, Mark Crevo Network, always choose me. Like, it feels.
It's very confident, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And she knows who she is. She knows what she stands for, and I appreciate that. I saw her on the Today Show, I think about yesterday or the day before, I think it was, and I pointed her out to you, Crevo, because she was wearing, like, this really nice vest, like, just over a regular shirt, right? And it said the Jackie Lambie Network. I'm like, has she got her own branded stuff? So I looked into it a little bit further. She has, on her website, Jackie Lambie Network, her own merchandise range, and it is just the best thing I've ever seen. Okay, first and foremost, you go to the merchandise page, get this. G'day, mate, it says. Keep it cool with Jackie Lambie stubby holders. Your drink's best companion for every Aussie moment. Stay chilled, stay true, and sip in style. So basically she's got like three
nice
different...
Nice marketing.
I know.
Yeah,
she's done well.
Copy, yeah.
So she's got like these yellow stubby holders.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah. Stubby holder.
Yeah.
Big question.
Yeah.
How much is it? I'll look that up while you get into the next thing.
Okay, yeah. All right. So they're yellow in her, like, signature colour yellow. And then she has prints of herself in all different, like, outfits. One of them looks like she's in a Rambo kind of costume ready to fight. The other one's in an Aussie Army uniform. The other one she's wearing, like, Australia flag pants and she's running. It's so funny. And she's also got like this little tattoo of the state of Tasmania on her left arm, it appears.
$15.
$15. That's not bad for a stubby holder.
It's acceptable. Mm. It's not outrageous profiteering, but it's not the cheapest you could get.
But this is also how she's selling this page and her merch, right? She says, ready for something a bit cheeky? I opened this store to avoid the big boys and their big donations. They want to influence my vote. Not bloody likely. I thought this would be more fun. Buckle up and take you on a ride. She goes, P.S. I have some of my personal favourite items picked out as well. So she's like giving you an insight of what she really likes. Also, this one has to be the best. Make a statement with our F-bomb pillows. They're sure to explode with personality in any room. And they are. They've just got a big F on like a black pillow. It's so cool. And get this. Jackie's sub on a rope. So it's a soap on a rope, but in the shape of a submarine.
Oh, my God. So funny.
And one last thing. She's got a personalised mug that's got a photo printed, like, of her on it, and she's, like, pointing the finger and yelling, and then it says, written on there, be a goddamn bloody adult. I know a couple of people I want to hand that mug to.
I know. It seems very, very suitable. I can think of a few myself. There you go. Well, you can buy her, I guess, merchandise. Whatever you think about her politics, there's some pretty funny stuff in there.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. their local ads. And on the air now.
So it looks like New South Wales is getting these new laws that will enforce compost collection. So what that means is they're starting, I think, some down in Sydney, a fourth bin for all your food scraps. And then, like, if you're a big supermarket or whatever, you're going to have to report on if you're throwing, like, what food scraps are being recycled, sent to, like, OzHarvest, Second Bite, food banks, sort of stuff, and what's being chucked away. Obviously, I'm guessing down the line you'll be allowed to throw away less and less, essentially.
Oh, yeah, probably.
What are your thoughts on a fourth bin?
To be honest, I can't keep up with two, let alone four, so I don't think we need it. But
Lake Macquarie Council only have two?
No, we have three. The yellow, red and the green bin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought that you'd put, like, the compost in the green bin, would
Well,
you
Lake, Lake Macquarie has that. I think they've got it different to Newcastle. I think you got to put it in, like, a little special bag or something.
Oh,
is that
yeah,
right?
We have the green bags. Yeah, they're for free at the, like, local libraries and things.
Yeah, so Newcastle still doesn't have that. There's still a long way to go. A fourth bin, though, I don't know. It just starts to be a bit of a pest. I think have it somehow in the green bin is the way to go. Like you've said, with a little green bag or something, right?
Yeah, that's the way to go. But also, who's remembering four bins?
Well,
that's too much.
It starts to become pretty difficult. And you start to depend on the other people who have got the wrong bins out on the street.
Correct.
And, it sounds like a bit of a nightmare. But I don't know. I guess we'll adapt.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
We went from one to two to three. I mean, 20 is the future, obviously.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not.
Purple
indeed.
Bins.
Oh, geez, it's aquamarine. Teal day. Damn it, I thought it was blue. It looked blue from the other side of the road.
New FM.
De Novos.
You and I, Ari, yesterday, just we caught vision on the TV that Real Housewives of Sydney getting another season. I think it's season 3 at this point, is it?
I believe so, yeah.
And it got us thinking, what would it look like if Newcastle got its own Real Housewives version? Real Housewives of Newcastle. And what was, you know, what would the vibe be? What would happen? What would the characters be like?
Yeah, this is the intro music to the shows, by the way.
I'm guessing it's one. I think this is the Beverly Hills one, which Newcastle's a lot like Beverly Hills in a lot of ways.
Oh, lots of ways. It's fancy-ish.
I mean, pick any of your suburbs. They're a lot like Beverly Hills.
Merriweather
comes to mind.
The Junction.
What else?
I don't know.
Windale.
I feel like Maryland, Maitland. Cameron Park is like Calabasas.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Cameron Park, Rutherford, all of these suburbs, pretty flash, and will be perfect settings for some of the scenes in this show.
Yeah.
Now, I've come up with a few possible, like, storylines, perhaps.
Ooh.
Or, like, the types of arguments that might go down in The Real Housewives of Newcastle. Here's one thought, right?
Yeah, okay.
Straight off the bat. Which beach is the best in Newcastle and where should we hold some sort of, like, soiree or party?
Ooh,
because, you know, you can be sure that one of the Real Housewives is from, like, Redhead or something.
Yes.
And thinks it's the absolute best in the world.
Yes.
One perhaps from out at the bay as well.
Ooh.
And they're saying, like, Shoal Bay, it's so iconic, you know, we could have the party.
We have quieter seasons.
That's right. We could have the party there. And then, of course, there's the Merriweather set who are campaigning to have it held there.
Well, next to the argument on where to have a beach soiree, there's always going to be one or two going, but we can't do it in the sun. We have to have some type of gazebo and some shade because I'll just melt all my makeup off and I just spent thousands of dollars on my makeup and getting Botox.
All of that.
Sorry.
No, that's a great sort of storyline or addition to it because obviously we're going to try and pitch this to the TV networks.
That would be me.
Worried about the makeup?
I've done my makeup all nice. I'm not sweating through my makeup. Somebody get me some air conditioning.
Now, another argument that I reckon would kick off on this show is should we somehow work out a way to bring back Darby's Pies?
Oh, good one.
Because, that sort of set, if you will, is missing the $2 steak and mushroom.
Yeah, and someone will want a vegetarian pie too for some weird reason.
That's right, they're allergic.
Vegan.
Okay, when we bring it back, can we bring back a vegan option? You can be sure that'll be right in and amongst it. Mm. How about this for another one? When is Newcastle Airport going international?
Oh, yeah, they need to fly to Dubai.
Well, that's right. Otherwise, where are they going to buy all their, you know, perfume at prices cheaper than Chemist Warehouse?
Yes.
That's the only option.
And they've been to New Zealand and Tasmania too many times.
Exactly. You can only go to Melbourne so many times.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe a crossover show with the Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Ooh.
Now, where are they going to meet up for their ongoing, like, arguments and lunches and stuff like that?
Good question.
Three options come to mind.
Okay, hit me.
First one, they do, like, their little walk along the foreshore. They get coffee at Blue Door, right? Sponsorship opportunity, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that comes to mind, Merriweather Surf House. That's where the big arguments will go down, with the view of like the beach behind.
Yeah, with the fancy plating and all that.
All of that. And
mimosa.
That's where you're going to see like a glass of wine thrown at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wrapping things up, they'd have to be meeting for lunch at Blanca. You know that one in Honeysuckle?
Yeah.
It's so aesthetically pleasing.
It's the influencer's haven, darling.
It certainly is. Yes. And you know all of the, like, Real Housewives of Newcastle
are wearing white.
They certainly are.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Ari, we're almost wrapped up for the day.
Yeah.
And before we go, we do have to award a prize.
Yeah, okay, why not? So, I'm just laughing at you. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is that, Ari?
You're currently sitting on a chair and it continues to sink.
Yeah, I know. We call it sinky chair. It's the gas in the, like, strut that holds it up is disappeared slowly and it just sinks down, down, down.
You look so tiny over there.
And comedically, it just sort of makes, at the most random times, I just disappear behind the desk. Before we go, we do have to award a prize. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, sorry.
We've got $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland.
Yes.
If you're looking for a beautiful meal and you're out that way, or, you know, you're wanting a nice date destination, it's at the Best Western Motel. You see it when you're driving past. Has that, like, lovely rope to give it that nautical feel out the front.
Mm-hmm.
Today, that goes to Mel in Maitland. We were talking about when, like, games get out of control in the house. Ooh. There's a bit of argument, that sort of thing. This was Mel's story.
Super Smash Brothers and Mario Kart.
It causes so many arguments, right, Mel?
Oh, 100%. When my husband was studying, he would play the bejeebus of that game, so he knew every trap, every sneaking spot, and now the kids and I gang up on him because it's just all out war.
Right. I like it.
Is there any yelling that ever happens at your house, Mel?
Usually from me.
Well, Mel, you're off to enjoy a lovely meal. Enjoy that. That's at the Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland. And we've got one more of those vouchers to give away as well tomorrow.
That'll be tomorrow morning, so please be listening.
Definitely. What's on for the rest of your day, Ari?
I'm actually going to go to Target today.
Ooh.
Because I've seen a little bit of a cheeky insight into what's going on in Target.
What, like a special sale or something?
End of season sale.
Ooh, what are you going to get? What are you thinking?
Anything, because apparently they've got items upwards of 10 cents.
10 cents?
I don't know. Like, something like that, between, like, 10 cents
that's
and $10 or something.
That's very cheap. That is very cheap.
It was an article, but don't know how accurate it's going to be, but I'm going to go anyway.
All right, as soon as we're done, you're off to Target. That's nice. Mm-hmm. I've got some neighbours over for dinner, so I'll be doing a little cooking this evening, which I'm looking forward to.
Salmon?
Probably not. No, I'm thinking to do stuffed capsicums.
Oh, nice.
Which is in a nice sauce and stuff, which is always a good one. So it'll be a nice evening. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the sunshine out there. The last few days of summer, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting close, but it should be a great one today. 30 and sunny all day, so enjoy it. Cross Newcastle, have a great one, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.